My name is Steve Stevens, the best sports consultant money can buy. I make more money betting sports than anybody in the world. I'm the one that tells you who to bet. I'm not a bookie. I'm the bookie killer.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. The game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, because all I pick is winners. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas.
Ladies and gentlemen, back from their hiatus, the VIP Sports Podcast, Steve Stevens with the Big Skipper.
Skipper. Where's the skipper?
Ladies and gentlemen, VIP Sports Podcast, Friday morning, June 26, 2015. Yes, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. And goddamn, has it been a long time.
Still can't get this sleepy third out of my eyes, bro. I gotta wake the fuck up to get my cake up.
Oh, when I seen you this morning, buddy, I was like, where has my number one gun been, bro? You been laying on a beach sleeping or what?
Nah, Skipper don't lay on no beaches, man.
Dude, well, you think it'd be a beached whale if I saw...
Fucking women be going crazy.
I guarantee they would. You got your wrestling weight back over the last couple days, huh?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good, man. Sorry about the hiatus, people, but we've been away, not for without good reason, though. First thing I want to do is congratulate you, man.
Hey.
You did it again. Baby girl into the family.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, while we were on our little hiatus, like I said, I'm sorry, but anybody in business, anybody making money, Skip, you were the first to understand. I had my little baby girl, Aubrielle Lynn Notaro.
She's beautiful.
June 11th, 2015. Just my pride and joy, man. It was just amazing. And one thing about it, guys, I don't care what you do in this life. I don't care how much money you got. Family always comes first.
Absolutely.
Period. And that's one thing that, you know, I understand with my top-notch guys, you know. They run multi-million dollar business. We understand that family and your business is more important than gambling. But, you know, at the end of the day, my baby girl's changed me, man. I'm excited. And it brings me to the point. I got something for you, brother.
Oh, yeah?
You still like those Cohibas, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll take it.
You know how Steve Stevens rolls. I could have got a box of the, you know, little cheapos, but I figured I'd give you one of those Cohibas. Try not to smoke that thing till we get done with our podcast. I know you stay pumped and dumped. You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with a little Cohiba.
No problem, brother, man.
Congratulations, in all sincerity.
I appreciate it, man. You know, having a baby girl is a lot different than the boy, brother.
Yeah.
You know, I'm blessed enough to have little D where he's 2 years old, my daughter now, so he's going to be able to protect her. But the hiatus is over. It's our second official VIP Sports video podcast.
We're back.
But anyway, man, like I said, I couldn't be more excited. We're back at it. VIP Sports. And listen, man, I want to be the first to thank everybody. I want to thank you. I want to thank Veronica. I want to thank Skipper, the Big Skip, you know, a.k.a. the chiropractor, straightens people out.
Just holding down the fort, partner.
You know, you've held down the fort while I was gone for these last few weeks. And I just really appreciate it. I mean, I was completely surprised. The business ran completely...
smooth.
Yeah, smoother than I thought.
Smoother than your new baby's ass.
Smoother than a baby's ass. That would be... smooth like an ointment.
Yeah.
Suckers with static approach, you smoke like a joint.
Smooth.
All right, so...
But listen, we can hold this fort down without you around here. As long as you send the games in, we'll be fine.
And I really appreciate it because, like I said, I had a little I went off with the hiatus and hung with my baby girl. She's doing good. Haven't really posted any photos because, I don't know, I'm a fucking weirdo, dude. My son, I put on TV. I had him.
In due time, they'll be there.
Of course they will, but I don't want to put my baby girl out there.
Yeah, you got to be a little more protective of the female.
Yeah, well, that's a fucking fact. But I want to thank everybody for the overwhelming support that you guys have given me. All the letters, all the emails, all the gifts that I've got from my clients, all my big boys out there. Thanks for the support, man. I appreciate you guys working with me through tough times. But at the end of the day, I'm back. Why don't we get right back into it? As you know, VIP Sports... official second podcast of our video podcast deal.
There'll be many more of these to come.
There's going
to
be a lot more to come, guys. We don't know how many we're going to be able to bring you per week right now due to my situation and, you know, being on a slow time. Since we've been gone, let's talk about a little bit of what's happened.
Since we've been gone.
Abso-fucking-lutely. Since we've been gone, Skip, like I said, we were holding down the fort.
Golden State won the championship.
Golden State won the NBA championship. I want to give a big shout-out to Golden State and Oakland. Put it down for the Bay, repping Oakland, baby, all day long. They deserved it.
American Pharoah. What about American Pharoah?
American Pharoah ran her. That motherfucker ran till his ass foamed up and got the motherfucking triple crown, baby.
Their asses do foam up. That's disgusting.
Yeah, speaking of the triple crown.
They tie their fucking tongues down, their asses foam up.
Yeah.
How is that not animal abuse?
It's friction. It's that ass, that those ass cheeks.
They chalk up their ass, man. Yeah, they put chalk in there.
Jordan, I'm sure you've ran a fucking girl where her ass is foamed up before, huh? What is that? Just a little bit of friction or what? Yeah. Now, do you keep going when the ass foams, or do you tell her to get a wet nap and kind of like fucking get a 20-minute break?
No, you keep going.
Huh? You keep going. Yeah. That's why you're with me. That motherfucker goes hard in the paint no matter what. You got to keep a real warrior with you. You want a mother... Ladies out there, if you're single, if you're looking for a guy that's going to run you till your ass foams up and keep going, you call Big Jordan, VIPsports.com. He'll take care of business. Hey, guys, I'm so glad. Listen, I'm so glad that we're back, man. I'm doing what I love to do. You look better than I've ever seen you in a long fucking time. It's because you've been kicking it with your family, huh?
Yeah. Hey, nothing. I've been having some quality time with the son. He's out of school now. School's over. He's taking a little break from baseball. Got to go back and see my mom back east and bring her
Well,
here.
I mean, I heard Big Mom's is...
Mom's going to be retiring out here in Sin City in the land of the sun.
Well, her son's doing very well.
Yeah, we're doing very well.
Signed a major podcast deal. Her son's sitting on seven figures. Congratulations to the skipper for your part in the podcast deal. Yeah, he became a millionaire from the podcast deal, but we're not talking about money.
Well, she don't need to know about
that. No, well, of course not. But, hey, and we're not going to talk about money, but, hey, we're blessed.
Yeah.
And we're just now coming up, and our fans are going to grow and come up with us. Mm-hmm. I appreciate everybody that's following. Big shout-out to all our fans out there.
It's only going to get better. It's going to be more frequent.
When we start doing our podcast, you're going to see our sales room. We're going to show these motherfuckers how we get
the cameras
money.
Out there right now.
Yeah, I know. We're going to show them how we get money, how we sales people, and they still won't be able to do it. Our competitors still won't be able to do it. Everybody deserves a little boost. Everybody deserves a fucking adrenaline shot. It's the same thing I did to this industry. This industry was dead till they met Steve Stevens. I gave it an adrenaline shot, went and did my TV show, and showed America what the fuck we do, and showed America that there's a guy out there who can actually do what he says he does, and that's win games more than any other motherfucker in the world. I'm proud to be who I am. I'm proud to work for you. And if you want a guy that's going to go to war for you, call VIPSportsLasVegas.com. Skip, I love you. VIP Sports, I love you. Our fans, I love you. But more importantly, Aubrielle, I love you, baby girl. Blessing them that I've never had. You changed my life. VIP Sports, Steve Stevens, one of the four Kingsmen, Jordan, Big Skip, I'm out.
See ya.
My God, you see me and the Big Skipper?
Man, I wasn't even part of the show back then. How far have we come?
My God, guys. I like to say when I first started this podcast, it was simply a spinoff of our show Money Talks almost 6 years ago. You know, I did the podcast basically to promote the legalization of sports betting. As you know, sports betting was only legal at the time. I had just had my son, little D. Here I am 6 years later. Aubrielle is 5. D Money is 7. And be looking out for these two. They're about to start their own YouTube channel and go crazy, huh, baby?
No.
What?
That's the next Steve Stevens stars right there.
Absolutely. That's my boy D Money. Aubrielle in the house. You guys go color or go play while Daddy does his podcast, and we're going to go celebrate this 301 podcast. Fair enough?
Bye.
Is it fair enough?
Yeah.
All right, give me some. ID. I'll see you later. Anyway, guys, I just can't believe how far that we've come. You know, we started the podcast with a couple of GoPros. You know, we wanted to help everybody out. You know, you watch all these shows on ESPN 6 years ago. All they did was preview games. They would go over every single game. And I felt like it was my duty to explain to these people how to target in on marquee matchups. We don't need to preview every game. We just need to go over the games that are hot against the spread. You know, this is a sports betting show. The only games that we preview are games that you can make money betting. Here we are millions of dollars later, a beautiful six-figure studio, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in sponsors. I mean, when I first started this show, I had no idea this what it was going to turn into this. I mean, am I blessed? Am I thankful? Absolutely. I'm happy that I could come every week and give all these people information. And I guess it's a very true statement. Anything you put your mind to, anything you work hard, dedicate yourself to, will be successful. And here's another successful product of
Steve Stevens.
Well, you know, you and Skip always talked about DraftKings and FanDuel. It was fantasy sports back then. You really had the vision that that was going to turn into legalization of sports gambling. And anybody who watches the first few episodes, you guys really talk about that. And that was something, you know, through the 300th podcast that you've always said that sports gambling was going to be legalized through the states. You had that vision. I think, you know, not that you're the entire part about that, but I think you were actually a small part about that. And really seeing that tax money that was going to other countries, other places, could hit the states here, do good things for, you know, our states and our country. And look where it's come. Every single day, other legislation is being introduced for state after state to get that money here. And it's just blowing up.
We started the podcast. Sports betting was only legal in the state of Nevada. Now here we are with 20 plus states legalized. I mean, I said it from the beginning, you know, sending billions of dollars every year offshore. We need to keep that money in the United States. It was something that people were doing on a daily basis anyway, just like marijuana. And, you know, a lot of the big clients, which is good for us, they were closet bettors. You know, they were betting with a local bookie. A lot of them are successful entrepreneurs, work for Fortune 500 companies, and couldn't be exposed as being a sports bettor.
Right.
Now with sports betting being legal, all the big boys, as we call whales, are coming out of the woodwork, not to mention all the new amateur sports bettors that need to be taught on how to do this right. You know, game a day, not every day, the formula for success, because people work way too hard for their money to just go fuck it off. And give a shout out to my boy, Big Skipper. Me and him, like I said, started with a couple GoPros as a spinoff of our show, Money Talks, to bring people in our life, you know, help them out a little bit. Here we are 6 years later. Podcast has brought in millions of dollars. We're in a state-of-the-art studio. Sports betting is legal everywhere. As we predicted, FanDuel and DraftKings would be taking over the game when they were allowed to own sports books. And besides Nevada, William Hill, they have taken over. As these states become more legal, they're going to take over more and more and more.
And, you know, like even mainstream media like ESPN, it went from just previewing games, like you said, 6 years ago, to now everybody talking about the line,
who's gonna
who
win
I
the
got.
Game.
Exactly. And I think, you know, again, not that you're the entire part of that, but I think you were an innovative piece. You saw what the future was going to be. And, I mean, I'm very thankful to have been a part of it and blessed. I started as a producer. Now I co-host the show with you. And I'm excited to see where the next 100 or 200 episodes are going.
So am I, guys. It's been a long battle. And if you like where we've gone so far, you're going to love where the fuck we're going. Like I said, for a show that started out to promote the legalization of sports betting, to have it legal in all these states now, I feel like I've done my duty. I feel like I've done what I was supposed to do to promote it. And like I said, I'm very, very excited. You know, it doesn't seem like Money Talks came out 6 years ago.
Amazing.
You know, nor did it seem like my kids would be 7 and 5 already. Time goes quick, guys. So, you know, life is short. You have to take advantage of it while we're here. I'm very blessed. And more importantly, I'm excited.
Oh, and more importantly, it happens to be a special day for you also.
It sure is, guys. As you know, today's podcast number 301, February 3rd. It is El Scorcho's birthday today.
Happy birthday,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying?
Yeah, happy birthday.
So this
birthday,
is definitely a special Steve. Podcast. I'm pumped up. Got my kids in here. It's very early in the morning. If people are wondering, like, man, his kids are looking a little. Yeah, my kids just woke up. But like I said, it don't matter. I didn't need to do their hair, get them all dressed up. I just wanted to give them a you know, nice little shout out. My kids are my life. I love my kids more than anything in the world. Those kids changed my life. In ways that you guys could never, ever imagine. Shout out to all the good dads out there. Shout out to all the good moms out there. If you don't have family, you don't have shit.
Amen.
But anyway, we're celebrating my birthday today. Another day, another dollar. You know, for me, it's just another day. You know, we're going to lay back, do something special today with the family and do our thing. And to show you how much love I got for you guys, I don't call in like my salesman, hey, it's my birthday. I'm going to spend some time with my family. Yeah, I'm going to spend some time with my family, but I'm going to handle my business first.
And I think we're going to celebrate on here a little bit, too. We do have some special things we're doing on this podcast, but I think you wanted to do a special giveaway to celebrate on your birthday for one of our loyal fans.
Not only is it my day, my birthday, and by the way, what do you think I look like? You know what I'm saying? For 7 years to 6 years to go by, you know, people are telling me that I'm looking younger than ever. You know what I'm saying? I got the full beard today and all that, but go back and watch Money Talks. You know, I look the same.
Well, the Hollywood executives on the new show that we are currently filming right now, they are very happy with the way you look.
Absolutely. $1 million weekend. Shout out to my boy Danny Greenberg, Josh Pyatt over there at William Morris Agency. Look forward to rocking and rolling on this new show. But anyway, guys, I'm going to get love. I'm going to get blessed with being around my family today as my gift for my birthday. So, as you know, I like to give back. I tell you what I'm going to do for you guys today, because I want everybody to have a special day and everybody could use a little bit of extra money. I'm going to give away $1,000 in cash.
Sounds great.
You heard what I said. $1,000 in cash. Can one of you guys use a G-ball? Look, I wipe my ass with $100 bills. Like I said, I'm blessed enough to have more money for the next 10 generations of my family. So I want to give back. Here's what I want everybody to do. First of all, you got to like and subscribe to the channel. What I want you guys to do is go to my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, the live chat, and more importantly, comment on the podcast, "Happy Birthday, El Scorcho."
Perfect.
For your chance to win $1,000 in cash.
Very easy.
We're going to have 7 days. And you know what I'm going to do this time? Unlimited amount of entries.
Perfect.
I don't care how many comments you make, how many times you enter. You guys can enter as many times as you want. Now, guys, to have an opportunity to win $1,000 where you're in a platform of only a couple thousand contestants,
right?
It's the easiest money you could possibly get. So make sure, in order to enter the contest, you like, subscribe, and tell a friend.
Tell a friend, tell your girlfriend, tell your wife, somebody, tell your mom, your dog, everybody.
Somebody that's new, that's not subscribed to our channel or doesn't follow us, you need to have them subscribe to our channel and have them put a comment in as well. Like I said, all you got to do is put "Happy Birthday, El Scorcho" for your chance to celebrate with me on my birthday, and one lucky fan is going to win $1,000 cash.
That sounds great.
Anyway, guys, back at it, February 3rd, podcast number 301.
Yes, sir.
And boy, I got a gun right at that bookie's head. You know what I mean?
Boom.
You guys want to get a hold of us? 877-220-6540. Go to our website, VIPSportsLasVegas.com. Put your phone number into our website. We'll get back with you immediately. Want to give a shout out to all of our sponsors, Blue Chew, BetUS, all the sponsors that have been with us over the years. Shout out to Boss, Hugo Boss out there, for sponsoring El Scorcho, sending me this brand new gear that nobody has.
And our new sponsor, Manscaped, as well.
Abso-fucking-lutely, Poppy. If they want to follow us on Instagram, what do they got to do?
Well, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, and also at VIP Sports LV. And if you don't want to call us, direct message us about doing business with us, you'll hear back from Steve immediately. If you want to subscribe to the podcast or YouTube or wherever you listen to the podcast, click the bell on YouTube to receive notifications on all videos we post. And we greatly appreciate your thumbs up and read all of your comments.
No doubt about it. Like I said, guys, make sure you subscribe every single day. Like it and share with a friend. We like reading all of your comments. You know, there's been so many people I'd like to thank that have been following us from day one. People that have supported the podcast. And people that actually enjoy getting 75-80% of free games worth of winners. You know what I mean?
Paul Thompson, Randy from Texas.
Man, I wish I had a list to share. But,
you know, Rude Juju, these are guys just coming up to mind. And anybody I'm forgetting, it's not that we don't appreciate you. We really, really do. This is just coming to mind right now as we're doing the podcast. But everybody, we really, truly do appreciate you.
Absolutely. And guys, there's no better time now. You know, I think a lot of people, and we're getting orders every day, but it's just not enough. And I'm not saying we're not getting enough orders because I need the money. Like I said, my family is okay. Okay, but there's so many people out there that are lacking sales skills, and there's so many expert people that are complacent with their sales skills. They don't realize that they forget some of the best lines, different angles of closing, voice fluctuation, and, you know, more importantly, motivation. You know, how to self-motivate yourself on a daily basis, how to inspire yourself, how to set goals and achieve them to get successful.
Right.
The only way to achieve success is setting short-term goals and hitting them. So, guys, there's no better time now than investing yourself with the new virtual training course, Master Closer 101. Get the tools you need directly from me to become the best salesman at your job. Go to MasterCloser101.com today and be on top of that sales board every single day.
And really, guys, it's an education that is different from anywhere else you've gotten it. There's closing statements, rebuttals, motivation, things in there that you've never, ever heard from anybody else. And I can tell you from stepping in this door 5-6 years ago, just learning from you outside, nothing with the podcast, nothing with sports, just things you've taught me personally that have helped me in my life through situations. And guys, if you haven't done it, it's nothing about sales, nothing about money. You're really cheating yourself, and you could really help yourself by taking this course.
Guys, I've had salesmen that have came in and out of this office over the last 20 years that whether they stuck working with me or not, the tools that I taught them in sales have them at their next job very, very successful.
100%.
I'm sure everybody remembers Devin, who used to work over here, my ex-girlfriend's son.
He was on the show.
He was on the show. He worked with me for a long, long time. He was a young kid, so his career wasn't to be in a telemarketing room selling sports his whole life. You know where he's at now? He's the sales manager at BMW, making $200,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know where his brother's at? His brother's at GMC, the finance manager, making $180,000 a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all about the tools necessary to be successful in whatever you do, and I feel good about myself. Hello again. Remember, guys, you have to have a positive mindset and attitude. You have to be assured of yourself that the product you're selling is the best product on the market. You have to believe in your product, and you have to have the client believe that it's the best product on the market, and you have to show him that he needs it. Because after all, if you don't believe in your product, your client sure as hell won't believe in it either. It's extremely important that you are excited about the product or service that you're selling. Let me give you guys an example. If you're selling lower interest rates, you have to apply to the greed. You're going to tell the company or the client how much money that you're going to save them. If you're selling life care or vitamins, you're going to have to tell the client how long he's going to live or how it's going to better his health. If you're selling an investment, you have to apply to the greed. Tell him how much money he's going to make in this investment, how it's going to change his life. You have to believe in your product 110%, because if you don't believe in your product, nobody else will. Sales jobs will change throughout your sales career, I guarantee it. You will do a wide variety of sales of different products and services. Once you're a master closer, it doesn't matter what you sell, because you can move mountains and you'll be able to sell anybody at any time and not take no for an answer. A great skill for knowing your product is to write down the best reasons for the customer to buy today as related to your product. If you come up short, ask one of your coworkers or a manager, what's the top 10 reasons why this client should buy? Put the list on your desk, memorize it. These are things that will help you create a want for your product. It'll highlight your product and, more importantly, show the benefit to the client of him purchasing your product, how it's going to change him, show the need for the product. That's the way to become a master closer. But anyway, guys, today's pretty much all about the Super Bowl review. You know, as I said before, it's Super Bowl LV, which I was hoping and praying it would be in LV, considering it's labeled Super Bowl LV. But anyway, Poppy, who's our Super Bowl preview sponsored by?
Well, it's brought to us by our friends over at BetUS. BetUS, established in 1994, is America's favorite sports book, and they are ready to take your game to the next level. With more than 50 sports offered, along with horses, online slots, and a full casino with new promotions happening all the time. BetUS.com is a fully licensed sportsbook, providing the premier betting experiences to the millions of satisfied customers around the world. Sign up for a new account with our promotional code VIPS125 and get a 125% bonus on your first deposit. And if you act today, they will throw in an extra $25 free play just for signing up. Follow them on social media at BetUSOfficial and tell them Steve Stevens sent you. BetUS.com, America's favorite sportsbook.
Yeah, we're not going to bring too much light to a situation, but I heard somebody wanted to battle me for $100,000 cash. You know, you're going to have to do more than sit in a Motel 6 room and talk about you want to battle me, homeboy. Send a cashier's check for $100,000. We'll go live on the air. Best out of 10 games, $100,000 to the winner. I'm not going to acknowledge any little dick, though, making a video and gets 900 comments or 900 views.
Yeah.
Has 75 comments, but there's only 25 comments on there.
Yeah.
What does that mean? He deleted the 50 people that were calling him, clowning the shit out of him. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right. It's a little bit different of a game when you're sitting in a $2 million house driving a Rolls Royce when he's in a Motel 6, even if he can afford a Motel 6 with a shitty little couch, got some writing on the wall behind him and a little lamp. We can't.
I watched 5 seconds of it, couldn't even listen to the fucking dude. Yeah. You're a broke scumbag, and like I said, homeboy, you want to battle me, bring your broke ass to the States and get clowned. Like I said, I'm worth $40 million from betting sports. You're trying to challenge me sitting in a Motel 6? Fuck out of here. Can't even believe I gave him that much knowledge. You know what I mean?
No.
Anyway, guys, let's get right into it. Super Bowl LV, first ever home game for any team. Chiefs at Tampa Bay. Many people think Super Bowl 14, the Rams versus the Steelers, was a home game, but it actually wasn't, Poppy. It played in the Rams' home stadium. It was played at the Rose Bowl. They did not actually play in their home stadium.
Right. Same city, same town, but not actually in their stadium.
I remember going to the Super Bowl, Dallas versus Buffalo, at the Rose Bowl. One of the best games ever.
I remember.
And Michael Jackson was the performer at halftime. At halftime, it was, I don't know if you remember, We Are the World.
Yep.
You know, he was the children.
Yep.
Well, at the halftime, everyone held up a piece of cardboard paper, and it made children throughout the whole stadium. Steve Stevens being front row, you know, mine was all white. I was on the bottom as the border, you know. 50-yard line, no big deal. It was about 16, I was about 17 years old at the time. But, yeah, for spending $3,500 when you're 17.
Yeah.
That's balling. You
well,
know what I mean?
I'd much rather have Michael Jackson than The Weeknd, who is appearing this year. And I guess The Weeknd actually has to pay some of the expenses to do the halftime.
You'd rather have Michael. Well, first of all, Michael's dead. I saw Michael. Why are you hating on Weeknd? Well, The Weeknd is the shit.
Yeah, yeah.
He's hard. I don't know why you got him fucked up.
Hard? Come on.
Homeboy is hard. Homeboy can fuck your bitch in a second.
Well, maybe that.
100%. So, yeah, no, he's hard. Shout out to The Weeknd. That motherfucker's music is hard, and that dude can have it his way. And be careful, because he will take your bitch. With his weird-ass-looking mustache, that motherfucker knows how to sing, gets bitches' panties melting. Plain and fucking simple. But anyway, let's get right into the line. The Chiefs are -3. The total's 56.5. Let's do some stats and trends. BetMGM said most bets, including all early six-figure bets, were on the Chiefs to win. Then, a bettor in Nevada placed a $2.3 million bet on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers +3.5 at -115. The win would net $2 million. Now said, it was a bet we were very happy to receive.
Well, I'm sure they were very happy to receive it. I don't think they want to be loaded up on one side.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, here's the trend, though. In the past 13 Super Bowls, the early line move has been towards the eventual point spread winner in 10 of those games. So 10 out of 13, you know, the early line move has been the team that actually won. So Tampa Bay moved from +3.5 to +3 before moving back to +3.5.
You're giving the GOAT 3.5.
I don't know. If you're thinking of betting the first quarter over under, keep in mind that both teams have struggled to score in the opening quarter. The Bucs just averaged 5.5 points in the first quarter the entire season. Kansas City put up a goose egg in the opening quarter against Buffalo. So, you know, in that game, Buffalo pretty much beat themselves. Kansas City didn't really pound them.
No.
But, you know, they had a chance. In my mind, they beat themselves. Here's another trend. Favorites have covered the last two Super Bowls, by the way. Here's my question. Do you think the favorite is the safer bet in the Super Bowl?
Well, I'm not going to answer that question.
Me neither, because we're going to do a promotion where I'm going to give the Super Bowl out for free.
Correct.
Should I do it now?
Yeah, I think we should. This is another
It's my birthday. I'm going to give another birthday gift from myself to you, guys. Happy birthday from Steve Stevens. What I'm going to do for you guys is I'm going to give you Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and I'm going to throw the Super Bowl in absolutely free. It's normally a $500 package. $99.
And the Super Bowl is 100% free in that
100%
package.
Free. Guys, call my office right now, 877-220-6540. I'm going to give you my first period hockey totals. I'm going to give you NBA, and I'm going to give you college basketball, and I'm also going to throw in the Super Bowl play that I'm betting $100,000 on, absolutely free. $99, guys. 5 days of the owner selections is over $2,000 worth of package money. $500 a game, you'll probably receive 5-6 games throughout this package. You know, that would cost you $2,000, $2,500 normally. But because it's my birthday, I want to share my wealth with everybody. So for $99, call now. You're going to get Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday thrown in the Super Bowl absolutely free for a $100 bill. You don't take advantage of that, you must really not like money.
That's the Steve Stevens birthday special. And, man, for $99 to get 5 days of your plays plus the Super Bowl, build everybody up a bankroll, and hopefully reinvest with you the following week.
Absolutely. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. That 5 days of service is way more valuable than the Super Bowl.
It is.
Super Bowl, I've said it before, and I'll say it again, it's a day for amateurs.
But you are making a huge play on this.
Absolutely. Yeah. But my point is that throughout the last 20 years I've been in the business, Super Bowl isn't a big day people call in for picks.
Right.
Because everybody thinks they know who's going to win on their own, and they got a 50-50 shot, and I agree with them. Bet whoever you think is going to win on the game. Let me make you money in college basketball, NHL, and the NBA. And I'll also let you know who I'm betting $100,000 on. Let's go over some more trends, Poppy. The AFC. Chiefs are the AFC team. Has covered the spread in five of the last six Super Bowls. AFC has covered the spread in the last five of six Super Bowls. Here's another stat. Tom Brady is an underdog for only the second time in 10 Super Bowls. Only two quarterbacks have won multiple Super Bowls as an underdog. Eli Manning, Jim Plunkett. Both each with two wins.
Correct. Another stat, the Chiefs are only the fifth team to reach the Super Bowl with a losing against the spread record, which they're 8-10. The 2012 Ravens are the only team to win it. Another trend, Patrick Mahomes is 28-13 against the spread when he is not a double-digit favorite. In some of those games, he was an underdog, and the rest of those games, he was a single-digit favorite.
Yes, he was. Super Bowl prop bets. I'm sure everybody loves to hear about prop bets. I told you the only thing that I prop are my nuts right onto the bookie's chin. I don't do prop bets. I don't do parlays. I don't do no sucker shit. But for those people that do want to have a little bit of fun on the Super Bowl, we're going to do a little prop bet segment. And who's that brought to you by your favorite sponsor, Poppy?
My very favorite
sponsor. Which you've been using a lot.
Oh, maybe, maybe not.
But, no, you have.
Yeah,
you
I
have.
Made a, yeah.
We won't tell her, but you have.
Okay. Super Bowl prop bets is brought to you by our favorite, my favorite sponsor over at Blue Chew. If you need a little boost of confidence to satisfy your girl in bed, get yourself set up with a Blue Chew starter pack today. It's the first chewable alternative with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, and you can take them anytime, day or night. So you'll be ready to go when your partner is in the mood to go down and get down. Blue Chew is prescribed online by licensed physicians, and you don't have to go to the doctor's office or wait in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package. And today, Blue Chew is offering an exclusive deal for our fans. Go to BlueChew.com and use our promotional code VIP and get your first shipment absolutely free with no haggle or hassle. That's promo code VIP, and you'll only pay the $5 shipping fee. So up your swagger and be a baller in and out of bed with Blue Chew. That's blue like the color. BlueChew.com. Try it for free today.
You guys want to blow out her back and have no heart attack? Blue Chew all day long, baby.
Oh, yes, sir.
Anyway, let's do some prop bets and trends, guys. Length of the national anthem, over or under 2 minutes?
That's going to be over 2 minutes. And for any of you guys who can play this, I do have a little bit of small information on this. I can't even remember what the singer's name, but...
He has
told,
information, I but have, he doesn't know the singer's
correct,
name. That
correct.
Sounds like these other fucking sports consultants on Instagram.
Being in
I got a winner for you, but I don't know who the quarterback
being in the paparazzi
is.
World.
I got three winners for you, but I don't know one player on the team.
Listen up.
I wouldn't take his bet, guys.
I would take this bet. being in the paparazzi world and everything like this, I am told that this particular singer is going to be a little bit over the top and everything like that. So I expect a different version of it, and I expect a little over the top version of it. I would definitely take the over on this wager.
Okay, well, I got your back, man. Let's roll. The over-under is 2 minutes, so paparazzi is saying the over.
Yeah, I'm also going to go off topic here for a second. I believe 7 or 8 podcasts ago, I told everybody that Matthew Stafford would be in a L.A. Rams uniform next year, and lo and behold, where's Matthew Stafford going? To the L.A. Rams.
I think he's going to do good over there. I think the Rams got a nice little team. They're going to be something to be fucked with next year. You know, I'm looking forward to Buffalo. But more importantly, I'm looking forward to what the Raiders are going to do.
Yeah.
You know, get rid of Gruden. Let's get fucking Mariota starting over Carr. Let's get rid of Carr altogether. And let's get Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers. And let's go get this fucking win.
Yeah. I don't think Aaron Rodgers happened. Deshaun Watson maybe on the outside. But yes.
Well, if worse comes to worse and we're stuck with the two we got, get rid of fucking Carr. Put Mariota in the game. Plain and simple.
Let's do it.
Length of the word brave. Now, this goes back to what you were just saying. If she's extending her woo, 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 woo with some bullshit extra lengthy national anthem. And the home of the brave. So this is all about the length of the word brave during the national anthem. Over or under 5.5 seconds.
Well,
I want you to count to five. Ready, go. Brave.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't know, dude. It's going to be pretty close.
With all full disclosure, on the word brave, I am not sure. However, I do know that there's supposed to be a lot of runs and a lot of special things added to this. So on the specific word brave, do not quote me. On the total overall performance, there's supposed to be a lot added.
How about a prop bet for how many people are going to be fucked up on the Super Bowl?
I'll take the over.
I'll take the over all day long. Will there be a two-point conversion in the game? Yes, plus 130. No, minus 150.
With analytics these days, yes.
Absolutely. They're going for it on the regular. However, it's a Super Bowl, and it depends how things roll. You know, you're going to have to get a missed extra point or a team that's down trying to catch up, which could, you know, easily happen. You know what I mean?
It could.
Absolutely. Now, here's another one. Will Mahomes throw an interception? Yes, even money. No, minus 120.
No.
It's a prop I wouldn't even fuck with. You know what I mean? But I would say no. Which will be higher, Travis Kelce's total receptions or the Kentucky Derby winning horse number? Kelce plus 110, Derby number minus 150.
Well, this is retarded bets, but yeah. I'll take the Derby number.
All fucking day long,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, unbelievable. Will the coin toss be heads or tails? Here's the question. Have you ever bet on the fucking coin toss?
Being a degenerate in the past, yes, I have.
Unbelievable, Papa.
I know.
Well, the coin toss trends, tails leads 29-25. Tails has won the last two Super Bowls and six of the last seven.
I will say that I generally bet tails, though. I've been successful.
Yeah, I like to get tail, but I also like to put the head right in her fucking mouth. So Steve Stevens is going to guess the heads on that one. You know what I mean? I don't want to get some heads, so we're going to go with heads on that. What do you think, Scotty? Little head or you want the tail? You want her asshole or you want some head? Both?
guys, put in your, and ladies, put in your predictions for, is the coin toss going to be heads or tails? Let's see what you guys think.
Fair enough. And shout out to our producer out there for the last few weeks, Scotty. He's also co-produced by my son, D Money, over there, 7 years old, getting it done. Anyway, what position will score the first touchdown trends? Will it be wide receivers have scored the most opening day touchdowns, by the way, with 23, followed by running backs with 21, but keep in mind that Mahomes can run, and Brady loves quarterback sneaks down the goal line. So who do you think it'll be first, a receiver, a running back?
I think it'll be a receiver. I mean, if it's Brady who gets one, I think it Mike Evans has a great chance. He likes down in the red zone there. He likes Mike Evans and Gronkowski.
Kelce can easily get one.
But Kelce's a tight end and stuff.
So, it doesn't matter. They're throwing to him nonstop. Mahomes could easily run one in. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's one that I would definitely make sure you're getting at least 3-1 odds on if you're playing that one.
All right. Now, here's another one. Will the weekend first be seen with sunglasses on? Yes, no, plus 100. The yes is plus $1.40.
I'd rather just not see the weekend, but
I don't know why you're hating on the weekend, and we're just going over some props, bro. You got to bring your feelings into it. Will the weekend have his fucking glasses on, yes or no?
Yes.
Yes, okay, great. Will both teams lead in the first half? Yes, plus 105.
No. I say no.
Okay. Tyreek Hill's over 93.5 receiving yards, minus 115. Hill had 172 in the conference championship game. What are you thinking here? Over or under? Hill with 93 receiving yards.
I probably wouldn't touch that. If I had to, I would play the under.
We're having fun with props.
Under.
It's very clear that you work with me. We would never bet no shit like
yes.
this.
Under.
We're having a little fun for our people. Is
under.
That okay?
Under.
Okay, good. All right. Team to record the first sack. Chiefs plus 115.
Chiefs.
I like that too. Will Tom Brady complete his first pass? Yes, minus 180. Brady has completed his first attempt in 3 of 4 games, including 2 straight games. Keep in mind, though, that first pass is usually scripted, short, and meant to get the offense in rhythm. So I would say yes.
I would say yes, and even though it's minus 180 and I wouldn't like to lay that, I would lay that because I expect Tom to get in rhythm with
and
some
it's just
kind of
like they
pass.
Say, it's a short little 2-yard run out to
yes.
the side, throw. Yeah, I agree. Yes, 100%. Will Travis Kelce score the first touchdown? Yes, plus 600.
I mean, I think you fool around and play, take a couple of guys or a receiver position and maybe add Travis Kelce. So, yeah, at plus $6, I might fool around with that and throw a few dollars there.
throw a little C note there to try to pick up a hundo.
Yeah.
You know, maybe for the smaller guys, $10 to pick up a quick 60-piece spicy.
Yeah.
You know, that'll buy you a little eighth of weed for the game. You know what I mean? During the game.
Nothing wrong with that.
At all. We're not going to do a normal outro like we normally do. You guys already know I love you. I appreciate all the support. You know, everybody that's been with us from day one, it's not going to stop. This sports betting show gives you guys more information on who's covering games against the spread than any other podcast, any other network in the entire world. And it's not going to stop. I appreciate everybody in the world who has supported us from day one. Want to give a shout out to all of our clients that we've made a tremendous amount of money for. Remember, I'm not a multimillionaire from losing, paparazzi.
I know that.
People in this industry do not pay you unless you win, plain and fucking simple. So, you know, for all you wannabes out there that, you know, hate on Steve Stevens, all you guys in the industry that want to be like me, you know, don't dislike me. Try to get like me, all right? Because one thing about me is I am the best sports consultant money can buy, period. Men lie, women lie, results don't. Guys, this hasn't always been easy. No. You know, and I want everybody to know that every one of these podcasts, none of it is retakes. Yeah. I knock this shit out right off the bat. None of it's edited. We don't stop, oh, shit, and go back. None of that shit. Everything is on the cuff, on the fly, and sometimes, most of the time, it goes good. We've had a lot of technical problems. Shout out to the paparazzi.
Who? What? What? Where?
Several technical problems, you know, and then on the way, you know, it took about... Took Poppy about 200 episodes to get our technical situation figured out. But overall, it's been a phenomenal experience. We've came a long, long way because we give this shit 110%, and we have a passion for this. And, you know, with sports betting being legal, I have a passion for making sure everybody gets a piece of this. Sports betting is a $1 billion industry, and you guys deserve your fair share. You see all the bullshit that's going on with the stock market, with GameStop and all these different stocks to where – now the big boys are stopping it, fucking it up. Things like this just don't happen in sports betting.
Right.
You don't go on a trend that's 16-1, and then the gaming control board switches it where you can't bet that trend anymore. You know what I mean?
Correct.
That just doesn't happen in sports betting, which brings me back to my point that why the fuck would you play the stock market?
You've said it for a long time.
There's more. I said it Money Talks fucking 6 years ago.
Yep.
In sports betting, you know the players, you know the coaches, you know the line of the game. Why the fuck would you bet the stock market? I hope you enjoy this montage sponsored by Manscaped.
Well, we're excited to welcome a new sponsor to the VIP Sports Las Vegas podcast, Manscaped. Are you ready for the biggest football game of the year? It all goes down in Tampa on February 7th, and now is the time to get your balls feeling super. Our new partner at Manscaped asked you to join more than 2 million men who trust Manscaped's products for their below-the-waist grooming needs by getting the Perfect Package 3.0. Today. It includes Manscaped's patented Lawnmower 3.0 with a ceramic blade and skin-safe technology, the Crop Preserver and anti-chafing deodorant, the Crop Reviver, a spray-on toner with a soothing aloe and hazel extracts, a pair of Manscaped's custom-made boxer briefs, and a new refined cologne signature scent. Everything comes in a shed travel bag and delivered right to your door. Act today using our promotional code VEGAS and get 20% off your order, plus free shipping at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com using our promotional code VEGAS. Tackle your pubes with Manscaped before watching the big game this year. Fair enough.
I love it. You did the read phenomenal. Guys, one thing I want to mention before we go into the ending clip. Don't forget, guys, $99. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I throw the Super Bowl in for Sunday. I want to add one more thing. I'm giving away $1,000 in cash. All you have to do is put in the comments to all our platforms, happy birthday, El Scorcho. You have to share and like this video with one of your friends. And I tell you what I'm going to do. Everyone that takes advantage of the $99 promotion is going to be entered an extra 100 times.
Perfect. And happy birthday from the whole crew, all the clients, everybody. Steve, hope you have a great birthday. And
more importantly, shout out to my boy Joe Poindexter. Been holding us down from day one. You've been dealing with my crazy ass for a long, long time. You know, a lot of people have sent messages to me over the years. They don't realize that I don't run my social media. I have a company in L.A., my boy Joe Poindexter, that does it all. And, you know, if you DM me, I get the messages immediately. But if you guys have ever DM me and I haven't responded, whether you're Paris Hilton or a beautiful woman that wanted to lick my balls or go out with me or had a personal question, don't take it personal. I don't run my social media. And my guy Joe is square as a box of Apple Jacks. So if it's not about business, I'm not going to get the DM, which has probably cost me about a few million dollars and about 50 nuts on some celebrity women. You
probably,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
I love you guys. It's my birthday. I'm going to go chill with my family. Now let's go reminisce on these videos. I hope you guys enjoy. I love you. So this podcast is all about, number one, the legalization of sports betting. We want to help Christy out there in New Jersey make it legal. We want it to spread around because it does nothing but make us more money. And, you know, sports betting needs to be taxed in every city and state. It'll pay for so many schools. And, Skip, what's the figures that we say is going offshore?
Billions. It's, I mean, just billions of dollars.
Billions and billions of dollars.
Trillions. It's a trillion-dollar industry.
You're damn right.
And sports betting is going to be legal all over the country real soon. We all know it. It's about to happen. And we do support Governor Christie out there in Jersey taking on the Supreme Court here real soon. I'm going to project a 6-3 victory.
Oh, absolutely.
Speaking of that, the Supreme Court's coming out with a date tomorrow for the big case, New Jersey, to get this sports betting legalization in full gear.
It better happen quick because they're pushing Christie out. Well, they're not pushing him out. His term's up. It's time to go.
They're coming out with the date tomorrow. So, yeah, well, yeah, it's going to be a big day tomorrow in the sports betting world.
Shout out to New Jersey. Like I said, we'll keep you tuned in if you need to focus in on maybe a vote or send it in a bill or a letter, whatever we got to do. But we got to support the legalization of sports betting everywhere. Mm-hmm. I pray to God that it goes down.
Like I said, I'm not jinxing it, but everything I'm reading and everything that I see I'm cautiously optimistic as well.
I'm going to have to say that it does pass, and it's optimistic, and this is why that Skip and I have done this show, and this is why I've been in the sports consulting business for sports betting to be legal for guys around the entire world. For some reason, Supreme Court took this case. They obviously wanted to overpower and look at this case open, and sure enough, they got approved.
Yes.
It is a very big situation for my business, for sports betting and the legalization of sports betting, which is the reason why we do this podcast to start with, isn't it, Skip?
Sure is.
Guys are making up. They say they got a program. Mm-hmm. They got a Chinese system.
I got a Chinese system. I got an algorithm. I got a fucking abacus. I got a fucking slide rule. I got a cousin who's a referee. I got an uncle who's a fucking trainer.
I got two saggy balls you can put right on your fucking chin.
You ain't got dick.
So eat a dick and just shut the fuck up because you guys ruined the fucking end. Man, hold on.
Unless you got tons of money behind you.
Your little guy on the New Jersey guy on the computer walks your daughter to school, talk about you support your daughter making $800 a week betting sports. Get the fuck out of here. Okay? Ain't no motherfucking system taking you through March Madness, little kid. Get the fuck out the way.
Unless you got tons of...
You're like that little guy at the bar with a couple good-looking girls, and I come up and just push you the fuck out the way. Get the fuck out the way, little guy.
This podcast is a spinoff of that TV show. Takes you into the life of Steve Stevens, the man, the myth, the legend. Myself, I run his office here in Vegas. Vegas headquarters here in Chinatown?
Absolutely.
Next to Mayweather's gym. Am I doing a good job with us?
No. I'm
stumbling. You
I
do
almost
it.
Went to sleep, dude. Last night must have been a rough night on Halloween, buddy.
I wasn't going to talk about it.
No. Sorry, Paula. Sorry, Pirelli. Sorry, pussies. Keep telling people it ain't happening. It's happening without you. Fuck you. Bitch.
You can spend $3,000 at Caesar's Palace, where she wants you to have two rubbers on, and she's an ex-playmate. Or you can spend $50, get a Boulder Highway hoe, end up with HIV and herpes on your dick. Bitcoin, stock market, they can't hold our fucking nuts compared to making 300-400% return a week on your money.
Yep.
Shout out to that new strand. It's called Sugar Tits. with a little bit of buzz in the background.
Got
the office rewired, you know, state-of-the-art wiring. Mm-hmm. But I hear a buzz. I don't know what buzz is stronger. Mine from the OG Kush or what they're hearing. Ready, guys? Ready?
There is a... after a $3,000 wiring upgrade, what do we have today?
That buzz is stronger than mine, homeboy. Yeah,
we got a little buzz in the background. Thanks, Tony. Thanks for stopping by, spreading some holiday cheer. Appreciate the gift, my friend.
Absolutely. I just broke mine back out there. I know a couple clients been talking about, you guys ever going to knock the dust off that crown? I don't know. Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's how we're going to roll today, my friend.
Get the dust off your nuts.
You might have heard about him before. Skip and I have talked about him literally in every 178 podcast. He goes by the name of Paparazzi. This is the guy that co-produces the podcast. This is the guy that's been responsible for fucking up the podcast literally 178 times. This is a guy that can figure out any fucking way in the world for something to happen. College football, Alabama number one at 8-0. You know, there's seven undefeated teams, Skip?
Yes, I do.
Seven undefeated teams. Alabama at 8-0, Michigan at 7-0, Clemson at 7-0, Washington at 7-0, Louisville, 7 teams with an undefeated record, the top seven. You're going to have to, Paparazzi.
Poppy.
You're going to have to fix that right there.
Sorry, Poppy.
Paparazzi, you paying attention? Okay, we're going to have to cut that. Okay? Okay, just stay where you're at. Just stay where you're at. Moving back into college football.
That's 3 hours now. You can't do what you just did.
Man, you think I give a fuck what I just did, homeboy? Give a fuck about what you just did, motherfucker. And the podcast right there, motherfucker.
Sorry, Darren.
If you guys don't know, it's Skipper and I's and the VIP Sports Podcast 4-year anniversary today.
Happy birthday to us.
Joe came in the office for the special occasion. He said, do you know that you and Skip have been married for 4 years to the podcast? I said, well, if that's the case, this motherfucker's put in for divorce about 4 or 5 different times.
Hey, our
I think you still got your papers in right now.
Our marriage has lasted longer than most Vegas marriages, my friend.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely, dude.
In this town, to stay together for 4 years is a fucking miracle.
I wanted to give a proper introduction because, like I said, we started off the show a little bit slow, a little bit excited. But you know what? We love you guys, and, you know, we...
Well, here, let's do a shot of fucking tequila.
You want to do another shot?
We'll speed it the fuck up. Here you go. Cheers, brother.
You
happy
too,
July 4th, bro. We're going to get the fireworks fucking flying.
Goddamn right.
We're going to hit our third shot of fucking Crown right now.
Right now?
Absolutely. Oh. And hey, shout out to the troops for keeping us safe and allowing us to party in America on the 4th of July.
Armed forces, baby. Fuck.
Ah.
Send me $100,000. Steve Stevens, Las Vegas, Nevada, Western Union. Since the break, we've taken a little bit of Crown down. Go ahead and do it. Podcast one in the motherfucking house. If somebody's giving a bonus, you might as well take it, right?
I'm giving bonuses out.
Got what, a Crown Royal bonuses?
You need another one?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Yeah, you can pour me another one. Paparazzi, could you pour me another couple of shots over here, brother? Man, you got your fingers crossed? I got my fingers crossed. I don't puke if I do another shot of this Crown.
Drinking right now. We need a big lefty in our rotation.
There you go, Poppy. For all them motherfuckers that think we're drinking water or something out there, Skip.
Oh, God, no. Nice. Ugh. Just like the fountains.
What's that? Officer, I didn't take anything. No, sir, I didn't do this.
The fountains at the Bellagio.
Just deal with it. You know what I mean? Simply deal with it. Just like when your girlfriend puts her fingertip in your ass. Just deal with it. You know what I'm saying? Just something you need to deal with. Next week, we're going to put a picture of our renderings of our new studio so you guys can get excited. And then a week after that, you'll see it live direct here at VIP Sports.
So when it's starting to get hot and heavy and you're in the middle of fucking sex with the girl and she sticks her fingertip in your fucking asshole?
Yeah, you just deal with it. Keep pumping away.
Just deal with it.
Don't just be like, what are you doing? And just stop. Deal with it a little bit.
I will pull her.
Makes you pump a little bit harder. You know what I mean?
I will pull her hair and slap the shit out of her.
Yeah, get your finger out my ass, bitch, for sure.
What in the fuck is in my ass? Are you out of your goddamn mind?
I love it. Between the Saints and the over, you could bet your grandma's fucking vibrator one of those are coming in without any shadow of a motherfucking doubt. Bottom fucking line.
Your
grandma's... If you were to bet both of those, the worst you could do is 1-1. Good chance 2-0. She's a hoe. Ho, ho, ho. Fair enough?
And if you do bet your grandmother's vibrator, then you'll have 2 vibrators for grandma.
Oh, you'll get a mother. That is a fucking fact. You'll get definitely, you'll feel the vibration. You know what I mean? And someone else out of their mind, Carmelo Anthony, like I said, come to find out he's still married to Lala. Find out a stripper comes out and says she's 6 months pregnant with Carmelo Anthony's fucking child.
Bingo!
Bitch, you just
cha-ching.
Hit, you talk about it, she hit the lottery for
cha-ching.
Sure. Bitch, you got yours. Good job, sweetheart. I don't know.
Triple
Carmelo.
Sevens. Triple sevens.
Sh- Shame on you for fucking not rubbing up, my friend. The pussy ain't never that good. I've told you fucking NBA players over and over and over and over, put the fucking rubber on and hit the asshole. Mm. You guys could avoid all these fucking kids by just hitting the ass. To all you NBA players, hashtag hit the ass and keep your cash. That's the only fucking thing I'm going to tell you, motherfuckers. Yeah, I want to look into a camera real quick. And to you college kids and basically stalking fucking dorks, if you have the time to prank and put one of your buddies' phone numbers into our website, I want you to look at yourself in the mirror and realize you're a low-life, scumbag, rat-face, dick-sucking bitch.
20-year-old bitch.
You got nothing else to do besides stalk another man's company and put a phone number in there to play around with our salesman? Guys, we don't have time for your bullshit. Go in the playground and play with Legos, motherfucker. Because we're dead serious about making people money. The reason why we do this show is there's so many amateur sports bettors now that sports betting's legal in 9 fucking states. People need real advice from somebody real. Not some fucking sideshow guy that made an Instagram account, bought fake views, and the whole 9 fucking yards. Our show is for guys that are dead serious about making money. If you want to clown around and listen to a sports show, go watch Mike and Mike or Stephen A. Smith. Don't fuck around with me. Don't fuck around with my company. Don't fuck around with our website. And don't fuck around with my time. Because I'm liable to come out there and slap the fuck out of you if I'm in a bad mood. I have to be professional. Mm-hmm. So I'm standing up like this.
Right.
So that's why I have a lot of movement, because I'm trying to break down the pitch, show people how to go, mm-hmm. move the show along.
You're just an excited fucking guy. You're always moving. You're hyper. That's good. That's why we love you, Steve.
I don't know. You were acting like it was a bad black eye for the podcast the other night when we had a few drinks.
Stay hyper.
Okay? It came out that you said that I say, and like I said.
Mm-hmm. Like I said. You do say, like I said, an awful lot.
I cut it out the program.
I know.
And I've already said that I say a lot.
You're doing well.
For a professional, 20 right. doors took turns doing handstands on the carpet. You got to stay articulate.
That's nice.
Like I said.
20 doors turned what?
20 doors took turns doing handstands on the carpet.
Yeah, there's a tongue twister.
Huh?
Give it to me 3 times.
20 doors took turns doing handstands on the carpet. 20 doors took turns doing handstands on the carpet. 20. Don't fuck with me.
Nice.
I'm a motherfucking master closer. It's been known since the beginning of time, whether the guy's married or whatever he's doing, what day spas are about. The back and whack has been around for fucking years. I've talked about it in my TV show over the last fucking 8 years. Mm-hmm. It's a place where you go, you get a massage, you get your feet rubbed, you leave $60 in your coat, and you get jacked off if you want to. You go to a good spa, you put the $80 in there, the girl will suck your dick. Okay? Now, that is a private business that someone opened. Listen, hear me out, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't own this business. He has nothing to do with this business. Okay? He's simply going to a nice massage parlor, which every man, if there's a man watching this show that doesn't know what a massage parlor is, you might want to look down and see if you got a dick.
You're lying.
Either you're lying or you're square as a box of fucking Apple Jacks, green as a fucking frog. Kraft, you didn't do shit wrong. For anybody out there that sweats them, ESPN, Fox, every other fucking owner of a team knows exactly what a massage parlor is and has got the exact fucking same thing. Every rich motherfucker gets massages. I do. Skip does. Everybody. Manicured feet. That's what motherfuckers with money do. It feels good. If you want to get your fucking dick jacked off by a little Asian with the ancient Chinese secret, them girls go crazy, bro. They get the lotion on your cock. You sit back. You're like, feels like you're like, woo! Easiest 5-minute nut in your life. It's worth $60 all day long. We always appreciate your thumbs up. We read every one of your comments. And like I said, even the stalker out there that actually pays money to put in the fake thumbs down. What kind of a fucking loser does that, dude?
Did you see we had like 130 fucking thumbs down?
No, he's done it like 40 times.
Oh, my Lord.
They actually pay $10 to go in there. Like, you have nothing else to do with your time besides...
What is wrong with you
listen
people?
Listen to us talk in your ear, stare at me all day, jack your cock, and buy fake thumbs down. You really ain't got nothing else to do? Do me a favor. Put your ass up in the air so I can kick the motherfucker, would you? In a normal place out here in Vegas, you leave your little $40 in the coat pocket right mm-hmm. here in your coat.
Right.
As she's rubbing your back, she turns you over. She taps the little cock. You want? You want? You show over to your coat, the 40's right there, and before you know it.
She taps the cock and says, you want, you want.
And she's stroking it. She's pulling on that motherfucker like it's never been pulled on before.
Wow.
And those little fucking agents know how to talk some shit to you because they want you to nut right away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. B-cock. Really? Hey, look, funny thing is I've been in there on some narcotics.
Yeah.
Cock about this big. I've never seen, bitches tell me, I've never seen such a big dick in my life.
Oh my.
Bitch, I got a 2-inch limp cock.
So you go in there with our cocaine cock.
I have back in the day.
Back
yes.
in the day.
Yeah, back in the day, of course.
Allegedly.
So, allegedly. We could show you how to up your swagger. We can help you better be a better salesman. Fuck, you can even direct messages. If your girl's not happy, maybe you're not fucking her right. Maybe you send us a DM asking us how to maybe hit from the back or do the reverse windshield, you know.
The
or
reverse
something.
Windshield.
Yeah, you know, you get the, you know, you, when you're hitting it from the back, we can answer all sorts of different questions that you get to make you a better person.
I did tell you, it's the wife's birthday tomorrow, right?
Yes, it is.
Can you tell me about the reverse fucking windshield wiper?
Yeah, it's going to have to go.
I'd like to know.
It's a showstopper, Skipper. It's an absolute showstopper, like I said.
Well, I don't want the show to stop.
No, no, it's going to keep going, like
all
I said, yeah.
All right, well, we got plans tomorrow night.
All right.
And after the show, I would love
to. I'm going to write down a little.
I would
and
love
remind, remind me to write down the reverse crab as well, would you?
Okay, all right. All right. You've told me about the reverse crab before.
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to be able
to. I've never heard about the reverse.
The reverse crab, you're kind of getting in on a little. It's a come down motion where, but it's where, you know, you get the cock to get the top of it. It's a, you got to really get in motion, guys. It's more than just a, if you don't want the mailman or your neighbor popping your girl, you better get intrigued with these new moves.
Yeah.
Because
you better practice the reverse crab.
Yeah, yes.
I, want, I definitely need to know
the
about
reverse windshield wiper.
The reverse windshield wiper.
Yeah. We'll get. It's March Madness. I couldn't be more excited. Like I said, come by and get your March Madness t-shirt, your absolute blowout winner shirt. We're in the parking lot popping off parties every fucking day because I'm a Rolls Royce driving, game winning, multi-million dollar looking, kush smoking, bookie killing motherfucking boss. Write that motherfucking down and circle it, motherfucker, and put a star and a happy face next to it. It all started bad. That's why I say I didn't even want to see your fucking text when you were texting me. I go there. Everything is great. I got four dimes in my pocket. Mm-hmm. I blow it instantly. No big deal. Down 4,000. Hey, man, hit my card for 1,000. Mm-hmm. Another 1,000. Another 1,000. Hit my credit card for $11,000. Now I'm 16,000 deep.
Here come the comp checks.
No, it wasn't no comp check. It's not time to look at the bartender and say, look, motherfucker, I need a marker. You need to call your boy, call the owner, do whatever you got to do. I
now,
need to
does
get
the
mark.
Bartender have...
Yeah, they know me. I'm already good for like $4,000 over there. So
the bartender has the power to float you $5,000.
Correct. But he's going to get in trouble because, you know, I haven't fast-forwarded yet because at that point I was still drunk. I mean, you got to... Well, that was pre-dealer. Then the dealer shows up, I turn into a different guy.
Now, yeah, and you don't mean the blackjack.
Oh, not when the money. No, no, I don't mean the blackjack dealer. Not the dealer.
Not the roulette dealer.
No, there was no dealer. No blackjack dealer. Yeah, he comes in. So now I'm aggressive. I lose my money. Hey, bartender, come here. Here's what I need you to do. Right. I need you to give me another $5,000. I'm up to you. First thing in the morning, I'm getting the pitch on. You know, it's a little halfway.
Now the bartender's starting to shake. He's like, I don't want to piss this guy off because he's a value.
No, he's our friend, too. Yeah. So anyway, I get a $5,000 marker. Okay, I'm in $24,000.
Oh, my God.
Okay. So as the time goes by, I'm down to my last $500. So.
Oh.
I'm thinking it's no big deal. The night's over. Now, keep in mind, it's probably 12 o'clock now.
So now you're high as fuck.
I can't even move.
You,
I mean,
you don't want the night to end.
Dude, I'm playing two machines at one time, like Liberace, motherfucker. Oh. You talk about a motherfucker that's rocking and rolling. You'll never find a motherfucker like me. You think that I'm a multitasker. I'll play $300 machines at the same fucking time.
All you needed was the rings on your finger.
All I needed was a ring on every finger, boy. I'd have came out with some hits because I was killing it.
Oh.
Last $500, whop, hit the fucking... kicker, the twos with the three,
right.
10,000. No
right
big
back
deal.
In the mix.
Boom, 10,000.
It's almost like the fucking machine knows, okay, this guy's been through $8,000. He's got 500 left. I better give him a little something right now.
So check it out. So it pays 10,000 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
5,000, I say, you know, I had the marker for 5 G's. Keep the 5,000. It was like 4,000 or 5,000. Keep the 5,000 and give me 1,000, you know, give me 4 back. Keep a G for yourself.
Right.
All right, so now I'm working with 4 G's. Put in the first 100 over there. Whop. Hit the twos with the fucking thing, 8,000. This right. is like literally 1 minute afterwards.
Right, now you're back in the mix.
I'm back in the mix. He's paying me. I'm thinking, all right, I got my credit card paid off or whatever. I put the 8,000 in my pocket. I'm only down a little bit. Go back to the other machine that they just cleared. Boom. Hit the twos for 10,000 with the kicker again.
Now you're up $8,000-$9,000.
No, I'm not up $8,000-$9,000, nothing. Now I'm even plus about $4,000.
Oh, my God.
10 minutes later, I hit $10,000 again.
Mm.
Now, check this out. I cleared out of their fucking money out of their drawer.
Right.
So they had to call the little truck to come there.
Right.
Okay. Well, the truck took an hour and a half. Which in that
I know the rest.
In that hour and a half, I blew the fucking $4,000 I had in my pocket and took another $5,000 back from them. When the $10,000 got there, I owed five.
You owed him.
I owed him $5,000 plus a tip. He gave me $4,000 back. I lost that. I ended up leaving there owing the bar $5,000 that I got to go pay tonight.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I said I'll get down there when I get down there.
So basically, they do that for a reason. Yeah. When they got to call the fucking truck to come out, they take an hour and a half to come out with the money.
$60,000 I left out of the bar owing them $5,000.
To all the guys that are in my industry pitching out of your underwear, pitching in an apartment, if the mobile detailer that's washing the cars outside is making more money for the day than you,
oh God, no.
You might want to think about getting in a different fucking profession.
Or washing cars.
Because the detailer wearing your t-shirt ain't doing a fucking thing for you, dumb fuck.
Hey, listen, my son's got a part-time job washing cars. He's knocking down $18-$20 an hour washing cars.
He did a detail on my Rolls Royce for $220 this morning.
Right.
He washed your Lexus for $100
Yep.
And he's over there doing derails in Boston's now. Yep. So our mobile car wash guy's walking out of here with about $450 today.
Yeah.
If our car wash guy's making more than you and you're in the business, get out the business, please.
There you go.
If the bookie fucks you raw with no rubber and your asshole's itching, like I said, we got the fucking shot of pedal sitting that'll bring you right back into action. You don't have to tell nobody and just start taking it. Listen, if you do it our way, you'll get our results.
Right.
If you do it your way, you'll end up with an itchy ass and your bookie fucking taking advantage of you.
That's exactly what I was trying to say, but no one says it better than Mr. Stevens. We got a new section called, new segment called Streak Alerts in Major League Baseball. We're going to go over some streaks.
Yeah, and those aren't the streaks in your underwear after you lost all the games from yesterday. You know what I'm saying?
They're not.
We're talking about streaks of winning games, guys. Who do you think got pounded harder last week? The chicken cutlets at Ferraro's? The prostitutes with the rodeo? Or Notre Dame? That's the poll question I want to ask you guys out there. Who do you think got pounded harder this weekend? The call girls with the rodeo being in town? The chicken cutlets over at Ferraro's or Notre Dame? You be the – what's your call?
My vote is the hookers at the rodeo.
Without – hands down, without any shadow of a doubt.
I mean, saddle
shout
up.
Shout out to you girls. Probably just getting the ice packs off now, getting back into commission. Took a lot of bull dick down over the last couple of weeks. I know it took you a week. See, they make twice the money. They actually make four times the money during the rodeo. Yeah. But they got to take a week off to recoup.
When the Cowboys come into town, the girls know they're going to have to ride the pony.
Yeah, and they're going to have to sit on ice for a week. They're going to have to ice that thing down.
They're definitely going to be doing some pony riding, some bull riding.
I'd have to say Notre Dame got pounded just this hard.
It's a close call.
I bet
call.
You the poll question, more come in for Notre Dame.
It's a close call. Notre Dame did get pounded. However, I'm going to go with the girls. The hookers at the week of the rodeo have definitely gotten pounded harder.
Oh,
and be careful, girls, because the other rodeo's coming up here.
Be careful.
The other rodeo's coming here in about 2 weeks.
If you're a true fucking gambler and you know anything about being a fucking all-out fucking devil-running degenerate motherfucker like we all dibble-dabbled in, and you don't know that that feeling of being at a casino where you're in a bunch of money or you're up a bunch of money or whatever the case is, you ain't got time to take a piss because you don't want to leave that motherfucking machine.
It's funny you mentioned that. I'd say about 20 years ago at the Excalibur.
You went ahead and dropped a piss right there?
No, I didn't.
Got to be a little bit more sanitary and a little bit more professional.
I witnessed a senior citizen gentleman sitting at a fucking machine, pissing in the fucking, that's when they used to still use coins in the machine.
So the cup that hold the coins?
The plastic cups that held the coins, you know, when it comes flying out of the machine.
God, that was dirty.
He was sitting there with the cup, the coin cup, pissing in it, basically, between his fucking legs.
Well, that's OG Vegas.
Yeah, you told me, the guy was about fucking 75, I'm going to guess.
Okay.
He said, I ain't going to fucking bathroom. God, I don't even know how much I got, the longer I got to live. I sure as fuck ain't getting up from this machine to take a piss. He just got his coin cup, put it down there, and just fucking way he went, man. And today, they're offering exclusive Bookie Boot Camp. You hear this? Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp, which will show you how.
Bookie Boot Camp. Say Bookie Boot Camp 10 times for $1,000. Right now.
Bookie Boot Camp.
You
bookie
lost.
Boot camp. What do you mean?
Motherfucker, you were rapping. A Bookie Boot Camp.
Don't cut me off.
Bookie Boot Camp.
Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Bookie Boot Camp. Fuck another $1,000.
No.
And you still haven't paid me for the Tiger Woods fucking bet.
I was just
thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, no, listen. Well, that's up for discussion because...
That ain't up for discussion. You owe me $1,000 from the Tiger Woods.
When you come in 10th place, it's a push.
No, it's not a push.
Tied for ninth, in golf. You know about golf, right? Maybe you should stick to baseball. When you're tied for ninth, it's equivalent to ninth and 10th. So he came in 10th. It's a push.
I said he finished in the top 10th. You owe me $1,000. No, I forgot about that, actually.
But you know it was 10th, right? And I got to admit, I lost a bet to the Skip. I mean, I got to be honest with you guys. He bet me that they would lose six or more games, and sure enough, on the dot six.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're not done losing.
You want to double up that $4,000 to $8,000 says they don't lose two more?
I'll take the $4,000. As a matter of fact, I'll take it today if you got it.
I'll give it to you right now. What do you mean? What do you think? I'm scared to fucking pay you?
No, I mean, it's not that. I mean,
why don't you double it up like a big boy, like a real fuck? So you go on TV, you tell all your clients you're a big time player, you act like you put it on the line.
I'll take the $4,000.
You'll take the $4,000?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Read something while I count out your little four fucking grand. And moving on, what do you say we get into our baseball segment,
take
Big Skipper?
Take me out to the ball game. Light my blunt with this lighter. Smoke me some Kush and eat my nutsack. I don't care if I have.
If you're just looking for a free pick, eat a dick and die. you can go to our website.
Eat a dick and die?
Yeah, it's almost like Rudolph the red-nosed dick-sucking reindeer. Huh?
Red-nosed the reindeer.
People forget, you might want to fucking rewind our last year's Christmas podcast. We revealed to the world, not that it was bad, but that reindeer, Rudolph, was gay, and it came
absolutely
out. Rudolph had came out on TMZ as being gay.
Yes.
And supposedly that his nose was shoved so far up Santa's ass that it just turned red. And that motherfucker will glow for as long as you know, big man.
Rudolph the red nose reindeer.
No, Rudolph the red nose dick sucking reindeer. Had a very shiny nose.
Oh my God.
So if you're looking for a free pick.
That nose wasn't red for any reason.
No, his nose wasn't. No. He was on a lot of fucking cocaine, kicking it with Charlie Sheen, and that nose was right up Santa Claus's ass.
He was kicking it with Charlie Sheen.
It's normally called a brown nose, but up Santa's ass, you know, he's shitting out Christy Crystal candy cane red asshole. So he just gave Santa a red nose. Santa's been red nosing motherfuckers for years. And,
so there you have it. You didn't know that Rudolph
the dick-sucking reindeer.
Was hanging out with Charlie Sheen getting red noses and sucking dick.
Rudolph does more blow than anyone you could fucking imagine. VIP Sports Podcast has hit the century mark. Podcast 100.
Wow.
Skipper, from the bottom of my heart to you, brother. Mm. Congratulations, man.
You too, brother. You're looking fucking great, man.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I know how to put on suits, hang with billionaires. I know how to adapt real well. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, I'm a chameleon. I'm the type of guy that can go mingle at a billionaire's party or a ball or a governor's ball with politicians. Mm-hmm. Or I could put on a pair of True Religions and get right to the hood. I mean, you know, you can't be prejudiced to the money. I'm not a guy that wants a piece of the pie. I want the whole fucking thing. Mm-hmm. Don't call me if you're going to get amnesia, motherfucker, because I got something for you. I slapped the shit out your motherfucking ass. To a little dick fraud that doesn't know nothing, he's a little 10-dime lick. Mm-hmm. To a world-class consultant who knows what he's doing, it's $500,000. Hello?
It is what it is.
Hello, you stupid motherfucker. You don't know about no money. Hello? Got you. Before we get into the show, I just want to give a shout-out to my city. As you know, I'm third generation, born and raised in Las Vegas. We had the biggest mass shooting in history of the United States happen out here from a psycho fucking lunatic fucking piece of shit coward that happened out here in my city. And I just want to give a shout out to all the first responders. I want to give a shout out to all the victims and people that were involved. All my thoughts and prayers go out to you and your family. I'm a victim of a home invasion. I've been shot 3 times in the chest. It's what you go through after being shot. The post-traumatic, well, first of all, it's having God, your life in God's hands, hoping that you make it, hoping that you can get to a guy that can help you. And then from there, dealing with the post-traumatic stress, becoming a person and being mentally safe. So I understand what comes along with it, and I also knows what comes along with it, somebody passing away. It was a tragedy, and I really don't have any words for what happened, but I'm so proud of my city coming together. Vegas strong, hashtag Vegas strong. If those first responders didn't get to that guy as quick as they were, Skip, it would have been more of a deadly situation than what we thought.
And all the off-duty first responders that were actually at the concert and people that aren't even first responders by trade, just the everyday folk that was there, the everyday person that was there, people that were taking off their shirts.
City of Las Vegas.
Use them as tourniquets. I mean, listen.
City of Las Vegas came together stronger than any city ever has for a tragedy. I'm not trying to say our tragedy, our people got together more, but when they called for help,
We abundant is love. When they asked for blood, there was a mile and a half.
6 hour wait.
A 6 hour, mile and a half line down the road until the news had to say, we don't need no more. It went from we need blood bad to you don't have to show up no more. When they needed money, they got, we raised $10 million in 3 days.
Yeah.
There's police officers like our sheriff that's just now getting to sleep tonight. That's been up for 3-4 days. But there's medics out there that are sleeping in the hospital,
yeah.
Nurses that are going full time. I want to give my love out to you guys, the surgeons, the people, the medic people that are helping everybody. And more importantly, on a positive note, the fucking city that stood strong to let you motherfuckers know that we're not going for that, that can't be happening, and look for ways to make it a better city and stand strong and come together. And I love being from here. Shout out to all the victims.
Amen, brother.
If money talks, then I got a lot to say. I'm on the grind trying to make $100,000 a day. We play with big cash and we blowing money fast. Riding in a plush Benz trunk full of money bags. I need a G for every light bulb on the Vegas strip. Naked bitches in my mansion dancing to some player shit. Made a grip on the grind, but I started out with nothing. Dealt me a bad hand, but I still won bluffing. I'm Steve Stevens. I make G's when I'm sleeping. Some coward shot me up because they ain't want to see me breathing. Nice try, but my bosses never die. Fresh out the hospital, stitched up, getting high. In the game that I pick, believe me, it's a winner. What I know could get you rich, cause all I pick is winners. I ain't perfect, I'm a sinner. All about making wages. If you love to gamble out here, welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks. If you bout it, talk paper. Money talks, money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks, money talks, money talks. If you bout it, talk paper. Money talks, money talks, money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Me and Steve talk money, cause that's what real homies do. My daughter be counting money already, she on it too. From the corner to your TV, CNBC's the network. I'm trying to up my net worth. Me and Steve talk money, cause that's what real homies do. My daughter be counting money already, she on it too. From the corner to your TV, CNBC's the network. I'm trying to up my net worth. Real G's respect dirt. Bomb hustle, sold a $250,000 with my swag. Just a killer sales pitch and a smile is all I had. On the AB early, hustling heat, puffing the beat. Talking money when you're just getting up and brushing your teeth. I'm the true definition of an underground king. Take the underground to the mainstream and change things. So dope, so reefer. Nowadays I push ether. I'm an iPhone, you a beeper. I'm a Phantom, you a Kia. I'm too advanced to lose. Bottom line, I refuse. Sell a CD to a nun. Sell a movie to a blind dude. I'm a shine dude. Black rocks glistening. If the money talks, pimping, talk to me. I'm listening. Money talks. Money talks. Money talks. If you bout to talk paper. Money talks. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. Money talks. Money talks. Money talks. If you bout it, talk paper. Money talks. Money talks. Money talks. Welcome to Las Vegas. 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 We love to gamble out here. 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 Welcome to Las Vegas. And I'm Steve Stevens. Steve Stevens.